I am John Hines. I am the Regional Relationship Manager for the Eastern Corn Belt in the northeast portion of the United States with the National Pork Board.
This week, visiting with Michigan producers at the Michigan Pork Conference. John, what's the update from the National Pork Board as far as what producers really should be aware of?
So we presented an update for producers, just kind of talking about how their checkoff dollars are at work and what we're doing on behalf of them at a national level. For those that aren't aware, we collect 40 cents per $100 value, and we put that towards education, research, and promotion of the swine industry. And a few of the key things that we updated producers on today was having a 10-year commitment to the We Care program coming up that we will be celebrating throughout this year, as well as talking about a domestic marketing strategy shift that we had in 2017.
We Care, the pork industry, is animal health and welfare initiative to really show the commitment that pork producers have for their pigs. How has that grown and changed over the last 10 years? What's it including?
So originally it was a program that was created in conjunction by the Pork Checkoff for the National Pork Board and the National Pork Producers Council, and is a symbol that producers displayed on their farms or on advertisements and things of that nature that really showed their commitment not only to animal health and to food safety, but to the environment, public health, and community as well. And our focus moving forward with this program is to really try to use it as a platform to showcase that we as pig farmers are doing everything the best that we can for our animals, all the way from farm to table.
What are some different components of We Care that are implemented across producers that are involved in the program?
So there's multiple components of it. Obviously, food safety and animal health are a key component, and we ask that pig farmers become PQA Plus certified and basically commit that they're doing the right practices on their farm and what's best for their operations day in and day out. But in addition to that, you know, as pig farmers, we are committed to always doing what's best for the environment. We breathe the same air, drink the same water as our consumers. We're concerned about public health, particularly knowing that diseases such as influenza can be zoonotic. And then last but not least, we always want to do what's best for our communities and be a part of those.
A lot of farmers might think about increasing awareness of what they're doing on the farm by connecting to consumers, but really there is a link in that chain when you talk about where does the product go before it gets to consumers once it's off the farm. How does working with some of those retailers and packers really play into that conversation of where food comes from and how it's produced?
Right. So there's definitely an ask by the changing consumer demographic about wanting to have that level of transparency and that more thorough understanding of how they get that product on their plate all the way from farm to table. In 2017, our CEO, Bill Even, in addition to our Vice President of Domestic Marketing, Jared Sutton, did an internal 360 review of our domestic marketing program to try to better understand what we could do as a national organization to not only support those individuals, but in addition to support our 7 major packer processors, 10 major food service partner, or 10 major retailers, then 80 largest food service partners. And one of the things that we quickly understood was that we were kind of using a business to consumer approach, where it was information was funneled down from the national level in a state association and then went directly to the consumer, and it was a very specified target. And what we found is that a lot of our packer processor friends and friends in the retail and food service industry already have a good thorough understanding of their consumer base, but they really look at us as being the expert on the pigs. So with that being said, we decided that we needed to shift our strategy towards better outlining what we can do to help their consumer base and then work with them to divulge that information down the line to those folks.
How will that be in motion in 2018 and maybe some of the long-term goals?
So it's definitely a long-term goal. One of the things that we're currently looking at Pork Board is kind of what we call a demand landscape, where we are identifying these consumer bases and these target bases and better outlining and get a better feel for what different segments of the population are looking for. Granted, you know, with previous consumer-based programs. We've really tried to target and segment a certain consumer, and we've come to the realization that with a rapidly growing global population, that there's different wants and different needs, and people find values in different cuts and different products. So as we move down the line, we're trying to better identify what information we can encompass as a whole to deliver to our partners, share this information back and forth, and hope that in turn it's a successful process for everyone, that in the end result results in consumers eating more pork.
Anything specifically for this year we'll see?
This year in specific, we'll continue to see more information divulged about this demand landscape. It's been kind of an ongoing process, and it's a big big Q1 or first quarter goal for us this year. More information will be shared about that at Pork Forum here in the upcoming week, and then certainly at World Pork Expo in June.
John, any last thoughts to leave us with?
Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for their time, and I'd really encourage you that if you haven't already, please put more pork on your fork. Thank you.